a few concerns. One is similar to my previous colleague in terms of ensuring that this forum becomes a regional forum. And I want to request our colleagues again that the snail pace in which we are moving in terms of our heads of state, some of us, we are speakers of parliament, and therefore we have some closer proximity to heads of state in our respective countries. We should be in a position to push them, or rather force them to sign, because I did not hear of any head of state who did not have interest in ensuring that this SADC forum is becoming a regional forum. Therefore, by them expressing the interest, it shouldn't be difficult for the signatures. Thus, Mr. President, I would request that we resolve on time frames, because if we do not impose any time, that at least by this time we should know the direction so that we are able to find mitigation. We cannot mitigate this snail pace if we don't have a mechanism in which we test it. That's number one. Number two, Mr. President, is that we should find a way of developing a mechanism in which we measure these submissions. Because today all of us were submitting that country A did this, country B did that. Is that going to be a case coming to the next sitting of the House? Is it going to continue? Are we going to still see in different countries where children are forced to marriages at a very young age? Are we going to see a situation where public finances are being embezzled in different governments and service delivery does not go to the SADC people? So we must find a way in a form of an annual report, which is going to be a tool to monitor the progress of our resolutions and their implementation thereof by different countries. The last one, Mr. President, is with the issue of the DRC and the instability in the East. I'm going to request, Mr. President, that our secretariat find a way of developing a resolution and request the Pan-African Parliament and the IPU to intervene, because ours, like the previous speaker has already alluded, we choose to implement whatever because there is no measure of force, or there's nothing that guarantees us whatever we resolve here will be done. One can choose not to do it because we are not a legislative arm that can impose any type of sanction on anyone. But if we can at least escalate this matter to PAP or IPU, just like the Ukraine matter is being attended to by the ITU, and there's even a special delegation of the ITU that is intervening on the matters of the Ukraine and the Russia. Thank you very much, Mr. President.